The Commonwealth Savings Bank of Australia, the bank for all the family, takes pleasure in presenting the show for all the family, Life with Dexter.
Saving will get it, so bank Commonwealth now.
For a car or a bike or just a rainy day,
be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and start right today
to bank Commonwealth, save Commonwealth Bank, Commonwealth now.
Life with Dexter has often been very difficult for his family, but there was one particular month this year when life became almost unbearable. It had to do with Dexter taking a bath, and the trouble began one evening just before the family retired.
Oh, I'm tired. I think I'll go up to bed.
Oh, me too. Coming, Dad?
I'm not going to bed yet, and neither is anyone else, till I've discussed an important matter. Something on my mind.
On your what?
On my...
Oh, Dexter, it's been obvious to me you're sitting there with something bothering you. Now, for goodness sake, get it off your chest.
Yes, what's wrong, Daddy?
Well, it's the age-old problem of the bathroom in the mornings. That's what it is. But, well, this time something drastic's going to be done about it. Or else.
Or else what, Dad?
Or else... Well, never mind or else what. Just or else. By the time I get into my own bathroom of a morning, the hot water is always half cold. And I cannot do a good day's work without a good bath.
Oh, gee, Dad, is that why Mr. Wilmot often says you never do a good day's work?
Yeah, that's why...
Oh, gee!
Cut out those remarks.
Daddy, I take a shower every morning. I don't fill up the bathtub with hot water like Ashley does.
Maybe you don't, Janie, but you let the shower run for 10 or 15 minutes, and when you've all had a lash of the hot water, I'm the rabbit who gets nothing but tepid water.
Well, Dexter, if you'd install a new modern hot water system in the house, you'd solve the whole problem.
Yes, dear. And if I installed a heated Olympic swimming pool in the backyard, we could all take a community bath.
Now, there's no need to be sarcastic. Tomorrow morning, I'll see that no one uses any hot water till you've had your bath.
Well, that's fine with me.
Okay.
Thank you very much, but I'll believe it when it happens. If I don't get a steaming hot bath tomorrow morning, I'll...
You'll what, dear?
I'll go without any kind of a bath for a whole month.
Daddy!
Dad, that's a reckless statement if I ever heard one.
It's a ridiculous statement.
Reckless, ridiculous or not, when I say a thing, I mean it. In the morning, if I don't get a bathtub full of piping hot water, I will not take a bath or shower, hot or cold, for the next month.
That's telling us.
Dexter, I'll see that everything's right for tomorrow.
Good. Now we can all go to bed and Ashley, what are you frowning to yourself about?
No bath or shower for a whole month. Well, I'm crooked on myself for not thinking of your idea first. Oh, shit!
Ashley, if you're going to help me set the breakfast table, then do it properly. The spoons go there, not there.
Okay. You can't expect me to be perfect at women's work. You're no good at catching frogs.
Good morning, children. Arguing again, as usual.
Morning, Mum.
Oh, hi, Mum. Is Dad in the bathroom yet?
He's making his way there slowly. When I left him, he had one eye open and the other one trying to make the effort. 10 minutes ago, I started running his bath.
Gee, Mum, how far did it run?
Oh, Ashley.
Well, Ashley and I both had a cold wash at the hand basin.
No, he didn't use one drop of hot water.
Neither did I, so your father should have no grouch today. Oh, Janie, would you get the toaster out while I put the kettle... Oh, good heavens.
Oh, no.
What is it?
What's wrong, Mum?
The hot water tap over the sink. It's running.
Uh-oh. Oh, heck, it might be my fault. I let it run on those bottles last night to soak off the labels. I need the bottles for my chemistry set.
Oh,
you bird brain. Turn off the tap.
Well, I'm turning it off, aren't I? Anyhow, it's too late. The water's colder than an Eskimo's froze nose.
That means... It means...
Mum... Do you think Dad's got to the bathroom yet?
Yes.
Judging by that scream, there's no doubt Dexter's reached the bathroom. There's also no doubt that he got a cold reception when he got there. In direct contrast to that, there's no doubt that you are assured of a warm welcome at every office of the Commonwealth Savings Bank. That brings me to an interesting point. There are still some people who are hesitant about going into a bank to open a new account. If you feel that way, let me hasten to tell you that there's certainly no reason for even the most timid person to hesitate to go into any Commonwealth Savings Bank office. I say that because there's no friendlier or more helpful place than the Commonwealth Savings Bank. And as for opening a new account, there's nothing to it. It takes only a minute or two, and the staff are only too happy to help and advise you. Anything you want to know, they'll gladly tell you, and you can open an account with any amount from 1 shilling upward. So you see, the Commonwealth Savings Bank makes saving as easy as it is possible to make it. You can also see that it does make a difference where you save. That's why over 5.25 million people, week by week, bank Commonwealth.
Come in, Dimples, dear.
Oh, I'm sorry, J.G., but it's not Dimples, dear. It's Dexter.
Yes, on close examination, I can see the difference.
You'd better not let it get back to Katie. You've got a new secretary you call Dimples, dear.
And who's likely to tell her, may I ask? Wives should never be given any information about what staff a man employs. A wife should run the home and leave the man to run his office.
Katie wouldn't mind you running your office if you didn't run round and round your office chasing somebody.
Dexter, that remark is most uncalled for. I may have a playful little chase round the desk now and then, but so far I haven't caught anyone.
And so far, Katie hasn't caught you.
Look, Dexter, did you come into my office to talk about Dimples or about business?
You mean, did I come in to talk about serious business or funny business?
Dutton, you'd better wake up to yourself. Surely you don't believe I have any romantic notions about my secretary. Oh, you must realize I'm nearly old enough to be a father.
I realize you're nearly old enough to be a grandfather.
Get out of here. Get out of my office before I throw you out on your pink ear.
Oh, J.G., I was only kidding. Can't you take a bit of a rib? What I really want to see you about is... Well, I want to see you about something, all jokes to one side.
If all jokes are to one side, you'd better stand over there.
Jonathan, I came in to get your serious advice on a very serious problem.
Now, you can insult me on one hand and ask for advice on the other is beyond me. My advice to you is to take a running jump from the top span of the bridge.
No, seriously, I need your wise and respected counsel, J.G. I crave your indulgence. I need your valuable advice on a matter of vital urgency.
All right, stop crawling and spit it out. What's the trouble?
Well, the first thing I must tell you is this. This morning, I did not have a bath.
Go on. And I thought it was just the wind blowing in from the tannery.
I did not have a bath this morning because there was no hot water. And lately, there never is any hot water because my family use it all before I get to the bathroom. Jonathan, I have had it.
Had what?
The hot water.
But you said you didn't have it this morning.
I know I didn't have it this morning. That's why I've had it. When I say I've had it, I don't mean I've had it. I mean I've had it. Now do you understand?
No.
Look, the position is this. Last night I made a solemn vow to my family that if there was no hot water for me this morning, I would refuse to take a bath for one whole month.
Oh, yes, Dexter, I catch on. You've made one of those stupid promises you can't keep and have no intention of keeping.
I have every intention of keeping it. When I make up my mind and decide not to do a thing, you can consider it as good as done. I mean, as not good as then, as not good as good. As got... Well, you know very well what I mean.
Well, I hope you don't mean that because you said you weren't going to take a bath for a month that you're not going to take a bath for a month.
That is precisely what I mean. If I go back on my word now, well, I'll hurt my pride.
You'll also hurt my nostrils. Wait a minute. I know what you can do. Instead of taking a bath, take a shower.
Yeah, I... Yeah, I had a big mouth last night. I'm afraid I included... No shower with no bath.
Brother, you are in a fix, aren't you? No bath for a month and no coming to work for a month.
Oh, J.G., it won't stop me coming here to work.
Want a bit?
I see what you mean. I won't be popular, will I? My family won't want to associate with me. You won't want to associate with me. My friends won't want to associate with me.
That's right. And don't believe those advertisements about even your best friends won't tell you. They'll tell you by running the other way.
Oh, Jonathan, you've just got to help me. How can I get out of it without losing face with my family?
Wait a moment now. Now, let me think. The only way out of it is to plan some way that you can take a daily bath away from your own home.
That's it. How about your place? Could I sneak into your place every morning and take a bath?
No, that wouldn't work. There's enough panic of a morning with me trying to get Katie out of the bathroom. Anyhow, Katie, tell Jesse. You know what women are like.
Oh, yes, I do.
The only secret any woman can keep is her age. Hey, hold everything, Dexter. I've got it.
Yeah, good. Well, what is it?
Riley's gymnasium, just down the street from here.
Huh?
You can make an appointment with Riley to call in every morning for a bath or a shower.
Oh, Riley's gym. Yeah, wonderful. I'll make an appointment for 10 or 11 every morning.
You'll make it for 7 or 8 every morning. You don't think you're going to lather those motor tires in my time?
I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking. How much would Riley charge me for a daily bath?
Oh, I should imagine about 5 shillings a time.
5 shillings a time? Well, that's 35 shillings a week. 4 times 35 is 4 fives are 20. Put down the naught and carry 2. 4 threes are 12. Add on 2 of 14. 140 shillings. That's £7. £7 I have to spend just so I won't lose face with my family.
If you don't spend £7 and take a bath, you'll do more than just lose face with your family. You'll lose your family.
Eh?
Jesse, you can't mean it. Not 5 days.
5 days, Katie. 5 days and my husband hasn't had a bath or a shower.
But how can you live with him? Surely you make his bed up out in the dog kennel.
Well, I haven't yet, but it's a good idea if this farce goes on much longer.
I wouldn't have let it go on as long as it has. If Jonathan refused to take a bath, I'd turn the hose on him full blast.
Well, I've told Dexter a dozen times he can be sure of hot water in future every morning. But he says he made a vow and he's honor-bound to keep it.
I'd honor-bound him. I'd lock him out of the house until he came to his senses. Well, why don't you do that?
I couldn't. Not with Dexter. He's the sensitive type.
Oh, is he? What about you? Your nose must be pretty sensitive.
Well, that's the funny part. I can't say I've noticed anything.
You haven't? After 5 days? Well, then all I can say is that your smeller needs checking.
I wish I had the nerve to lock Dexter out of the house or do something drastic like that, but Dexter takes things so much to heart. He's so sensitive, he'd go and sit on the edge of a cliff, and he might even fall over.
Oh, goodness, I wish my husband was that sensitive.
Now, Katie, you shouldn't say things like that. You know you're very much in love with Jonathan.
Well, that's the truth, Jesse. Don't ever let Jonathan know it. It'll take all the fun out of life.
Oh, dear. I wish I knew what I could do about this ridiculous bath situation.
Well, look, dear, if you don't dare lock your husband out of the house, then at least threaten to do it. Make out as if you really mean it, and I'll bet Dexter forgets his vow and takes the bath.
Well, I certainly will do it if I begin to notice anything.
Oh, you'll start to notice it. Don't worry. Any day now, you'll know Dexter standing right behind you, even though he hasn't said a word. Does he clean his teeth?
Oh, yes, yes. He cleans his teeth and has a quick wash with cold water, but that's all.
Oh, he must be dirtier than a stormy night. Oh, Jesse. Now, tonight you're going to put your foot down. You're going to make Dexter take a bath. And if you need my assistance, I'll come in and help you scrub his back.
Oh, Katie, it sounds easy when you talk about it, but how can a woman make a man take a bath?
Just keep harping on it. Tell him to take a bath, the way I often do with Jonathan.
You often tell Jonathan to take a bath?
Yes, not because he needs one. But whenever he looks like winning an argument with me, I just say, oh, Jonathan, go and have a bath.
know, J.G., I always enjoy this little walk from the bus stop. It's one of the most relaxing parts of the day.
I'd enjoy the walk myself if it didn't have a nagging tongue at the end of it. By the way, how are you doing with your morning baths at Riley's gym?
Oh, wonderful. Simply wonderful. I look forward to my hot shower every day, and the family hasn't taken a tumble. They think I'm the dirtiest thing this side of the Black Stump.
But I say you can't go on deceiving Jessie much longer. If you don't start to bother her nostrils pretty soon, she'll wake up to your little scheme.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen. I want her and the children to believe I'm sticking to my promise. I'm teaching them a lesson.
In that case, it's rather a pity you can't arrange for yourself to smell like a stale oyster.
Well, what do you suggest? I actually do go without a bath for a month?
Oh, no, no, but there must be an angle somewhere. Hey, Dexter, speaking of strange smells, you smell something queer.
Yeah, it's just like stale meat.
It's a little boy throwing a dirty old bone into the air over there and catching it.
Oh, yeah, and isn't it wicked? Let's hurry past before the kid points the bone at us.
Hey, wait a moment. An idea.
Hey, never mind. What idea?
Dexter, the bone. It's opportunity staring you in the face.
That bone isn't staring me in the face. It's stifling me in the sniffer.
Well, then, why don't you wake up to my snifter idea? Don't walk away. We'll talk the boy into giving us the bone, and then you can keep it in your pocket.
In my pocket? What's my pocket ever done to hurt me?
Dexter, you wouldn't wake up if a house fell on you. This is your chance to play the greatest practical joke on your family that you've ever played. With the bone hidden in your pocket, Jessie and the kids will still think you haven't had a bath.
They'll think I...
Hey, little boy. Come here.
Who, me?
Yes, you. What's your name?
Foghorn.
Foghorn what?
Yes, Foghorn. What do you want, mister?
Where did you get that dirty old bone?
I found it. What's it to you?
Would you be so kind as to let my friend here have it?
Him? Well, he's not much of a friend if you want him to have this.
Look, little boy, Foghorn, I want the bone for a very special reason, to play a joke on somebody. I could make very good use of it.
You want it bad, huh?
Oh, yes, he wants it very bad.
Well, put your price on it, Buster.
Put my price on it? J.G., he wants to sell it to me.
Okay, so buy it from him.
Yeah, but I mean, it's well, look, Sonny, I'll give you a penny.
Sixpence.
Tuppence.
Fivepence.
Threepence.
Fourpence.
Fivepence.
Sold.
Now, children, remember what I told you. Your father's coming in the front gate now.
We're going to pretend we distinctly noticed that Daddy needs to take a bath.
Just remember to pretend like you've never pretended before.
Oh, don't worry, Mummy. We'll pretend.
Good.
Hi, family. I'm home.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Welcome home, Daddy, darling.
Good evening, dear.
Pretend?
Dexter. Dexter, don't you come near me. Now, you keep your distance.
Oh, Daddy. Dad. Oh, phew.
Well, I mean, what is wrong with everyone?
Dexter. Oh, Dexter.
Have I upset my family in some way?
Well, Dad, you've upset something, and I think it's the garbage car.
Ashley, please pass me the butter.
Yes, Dad, I'll slide it halfway down the table and you'll have to get it yourself.
I can't understand why you're all acting so strangely. Fancy sitting me at one end of the table and sitting yourselves down at the other end.
Daddy, from now on you're likely to be by yourself quite a lot.
Quite a lot.
I think you're all being very childish. I can't notice anything.
Well, you must have double pneumonia. Something's rotten in the state of Asheville.
Dexter, from now on, you'll be eating and sleeping in your study with the door closed. Unless you change your mind and immediately take a bath.
But, Jesse, I'm just getting nicely used to not taking a bath. I once read in a magazine where too many baths are bad for you.
And not taking any is just plain bad.
Phew! Some of the native tribes of the world only have one bath a year.
Then go and join a native tribe, but don't stay here.
Jesse, I made a solemn vow, and I'm not the kind of person who breaks a vow. I'm the strong, silent type.
Well, I don't know about silent, Dad, but you're sure strong.
Enough of that. Jesse, if you insist, I shall dine alone in future and sleep alone, but break my pledge never.
Hey, Compost, if you want my piece of steak, you're welcome. I'm not hungry.
None of us has any appetite for food. And Ashley, don't call your sister Compost. Especially not tonight.
Let's leave the Duttons for a moment while I have a chat with all those boys and girls who have recently started work or will be starting soon. For all you young people, the next few years could be the most important of your lives. Why? Because the amount you save in the next few years could make a great difference to your success and happiness. Now, let's look at the facts. Saving has played a big part in the success of every successful man and woman. They all had money saved and were able to take advantage of opportunities as they came along. As someone once said, success comes out of cans. And failure comes out of can'ts. And believe me, success will come to you if you can save and can take advantage of opportunities. So open a Commonwealth Savings Bank account next payday, and from then on, week by week, Bank Commonwealth.
Did you see your father anywhere this morning?
Yes, Mum, but only from a distance. He said he was going down for a walk to the village to get some cigarettes. Gee, I thought Dad would have taken a bath this morning, being Saturday.
Well, we've got to get him into a hot bath today if we have to bind and gag him.
Yodelady-oo. May I come in, Jessie? Oh, exciting news.
Come in, and what news?
Jessie, I've just been in town shopping, and I saw Dexter furtively sneaking into a place called Riley's Gymnasium.
Riley's gym? Mm. What's Dad doing there?
Yes, what?
Well, one guess should suffice. I saw a notice outside which said, hot and cold baths and showers.
Hot and cold... Well, so that's it.
Pop's finally gone to take a bath.
And Jesse, I just wormed the truth out of Jonathan. Dexter's been taking a daily bath at Riley's gymnasium.
A daily bath? But that doesn't make sense. How can... I mean... Why do we notice what we noticed? It doesn't add up.
Mummy, I just found out something amazing that explains Daddy's strange behavior.
We know about it, Janie. Katie's just been telling us.
About the bone?
The bone? What bone?
Well, I was coming in the front gate when a little boy who calls himself Foghorn bailed me up and asked me if my father wants any more smelly old bones.
What is this about?
Well, it appears Daddy paid him fivepence the other day for a horribly smelly old bone to put in his pocket and play a joke on someone.
Well,
oh, boy!
Just wait till Dexter comes in that door. Just wait! Quiet now. Here he comes.
Hi, family. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
I just ducked down the road to get some cigarettes. Got talking to a friend. That's why I'm so late. Lunch almost ready?
Jesse, oh, what's that awful... What's that?
Oh, that, Katie. That's something the children and I have to put up with.
I still don't know what you're referring to.
You know very well what I'm referring to. I'm referring to the smell of that filthy old bone you've got in your pocket.
Filthy?
Never mind stuttering and stammering. Dexter, I want you to take that bone outside at once and put it in the dog kennel.
Ha, ha, ha. All right, dear. You realize it was only a joke. I'll get it out of my pocket right now.
Wait a minute, Dexter. I want you to take it out to the dog kennel and leave it there for one whole week. But under no circumstances are you to take it out of your pocket.
But if I don't take it out, I mean, that would mean I...
Dexter, fancy being in the doghouse at this time of the year. But knowing Jesse as we do, we know he won't be there very long. Now, I'd like to do something that pleases me very much, and that is, on behalf of the Commonwealth Savings Bank, to say thank you to all our listeners and the bank's customers everywhere. The reason why the Commonwealth Savings Bank is by far Australia's biggest bank is because you have made it so. I say that because a bank is only as big as its customers. Tonight I know I am speaking to people everywhere in Australia. Some of you are listening in your own homes, some of you in the homes of your friends, others are no doubt camping out and listening in on portables, transistors or car radios. But wherever you are and whoever you are, the Commonwealth Savings Bank, the cast of Life with Dexter and I wish you a very happy holiday and a very happy and prosperous new year.
Money can buy it, saving will get it, so bank Commonwealth now.
For a car or a bike or just a rainy day,
be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and start right
today to bank Commonwealth, save Commonwealth Bank, Commonwealth now.
Life with Dexter is produced by Noel Judd and written by Willie Fennell. And this is John Dunn inviting you to enjoy Life with Dexter at the same time next week from this station. And remember, you'll always enjoy life with a Commonwealth Savings Bank account.